We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Pirya Verivya, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Gimel. V'ze bechinas ha-simcha shel achasana. Rav Nosson Zalk says, now you'll understand why among Jews we make such a major, major deal about the joy, the happiness at a wedding. Shehi mitzvah gedoyla, which is one of the great, great mitzvahs of the Torah, to enjoy and to bring joy to a wedding. As our rabbis expound so much about the great, great mitzvah of bringing joy to a bride and groom. Ki ikar kedusha sabris hu asimcha kanal. Because as we explained in the previous shiur, the main way that a person can be zoche to the holiness of the bris, of the covenant, is only through simcha, when there's happiness. The ikar, and the highest level of happiness, the greatest accomplishment within happiness is hu lafoi hayogoin vanocha, to be able to turn around the sadness and the depression, bechinas sitra denukva, the aspect of the female, lisimcha, to convert it to joy and happiness. V'alkein, and therefore, bechasana, she'oz nase zeh ha'yichud, therefore at a wedding, when this union is taking place, she'idei zeh mishapech ha'yogoin vanocha lisimcha, whereby the female is becoming part of the male, the yoga in vanocha, the sadness and depression, is being converted to simcha. We know that when a couple comes into the wedding, he's Chaim Rosenberg and she's Sarah Goldstein, you know, two different worlds. As a result of the wedding, she is no longer Sarah Goldstein, she becomes Sarah Rosenberg. So the yoga in vanocha, which is represented by the female, becomes botel and becomes part of the simcha of the male. Alkein oz hasimcha gedoyla moed moed. And that's why the celebration is so, so great. Ki ze ikar shlemus hasimcha. Because the real accomplishment and achievement and perfection of simcha is only kishemishapech yoga in vanocha lesimcha. When we succeeded in taking the yoga in vanocha and converting them to simcha, including them in the simcha. Shezeo bechinas hayichud shelachasana. And that's the union that's taking place at a Jewish wedding. Paragraph Dalid. Vezeo bechinas klei zemer shemenagnin alachasana bishvil simcha. And now we'll understand also the great significance of musical instruments at a wedding in order to increase the happiness and the celebration. Because the musical instruments are all tied into the 10 types of song. Because we know that it's these musical instruments, they really lead the joy and happiness at the wedding. They're really what picks things up. As we can see, and as Rabbeinu Zal writes, as it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 92, Alei Osur va'alei Novel, the musical instruments that have 10 strings, Kisi Machtani Hashem Befolecho, because Hashem has given me joy and happiness with all of His creations. So we see that Simcha, the real Simcha, is related to these 10, the 10 types of song. And the main effectiveness of these musical instruments, these 10 types of song, to inject happiness into the heart, what really makes them so special is what we spoke about earlier. Sheyesh koyach lohasora mine negina, shem klolius hanigunim vakle zemer, that there exists a power within these 10 types of song, that represent all types of song, and within these musical instruments, lesameach esodom betoikef daagosoi voatsus shaloi, to be able to bring joy to a person when the person has the greatest worries and depression. Kanira b'chush, as we see in actual life. Shal yidei nigun afilu b'peh, that by singing a song or a tune, even when it's only with the mouth, even without musical accompaniment, mikol shkein kishishoimim hanigun b'klizemer, and for sure, when people are able to hear songs from musical instruments, bo ho'odom l'toich simcha mitoikif hadaigo va'atzvus. A person can rise up into a state of joy and happiness, even though a couple of minutes ago they were filled with worry and depression. Ki hu asora mine negina yesh lohem ze hakoyach, because these 10 types of song possess this power. Which power? Lachtoiv hayogo in vanocha ulahavcham lesimcha, to take the depression, the heaviness, the worries, and convert it into joy and happiness. Just like we had in the Ktoiris, remember? In the Ktoiris there were 10 sweet-smelling spices. There was one that had a foul odor, terrible odor. By putting them together, the 10 sweet ones were able to take the one with the foul odor and make it part of that orchestra, part of that beautiful orchestra. And that's actually a great example. We know when it comes to musical instruments, sometimes if you would hear an individual musical instrument on its own, a trombone or a cymbals, you know, it doesn't sound very musical. It's not very, you know. But when you put it together with an orchestra, then it's something else. V'alkein isarusa denegino humi sitra delevoi. Rav Nelson Sal says, now you'll understand why, according to Kabbalah, music and song comes from Levi, from Shevet Levi. They were the ones who sang and played the musical instruments on the platform in the Beis Hamikdash. Shehem bechina sitra dismala kiyodua, and we know that the Levim are associated with the left side. Kohen is the right side. Kohen is chesed. Kohen is koisivorachu es bnei Israel. They're the ones who bless the Jewish people. Levi is referred to as Midas Hadin, Gvura, V'kidashto es Halevim, V'tiharto es Halevim. Levi represents Tahara Kedusha, which is all about boundaries, restrictions. Shezehu b'chinas ruach tzvoynis, shoysa menasheles b'kinor shel David, v'yumanagin me'elov. Now we'll understand another interesting thing. The Gemara in Brochas speaks about David HaMelech, how he would go to sleep early at night, and then at midnight, which is when the north wind starts blowing, he positioned his musical instrument, his harp, in such a way that when that north wind started blowing, it blew it through the strings, it woke him up, and he started his major, major Avodas Hashem. K'moshom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara points out in Brachas, page 3. Now, a person would ask, what's going on here? We thought north is the left side. We always picture a person standing facing east. East is in front of me. When east is in front of me, north is to my left. So this power to wake up and motivate and inspire David HaMelech came from the left side? Ki ikar hanigun mebechinas tzofoin shu smoil. Because the main power of song is from the left, from the north, which is the left side. Bechinas sitra de levoi, from the Levim. Kishom besitra de smolo, shom ikar achizas hadin, shubchinas atzvus. Because it's in that left side where the midas hadin, the judgment and harshness and decrees of Hashem are usually coming from, which is associated with depression, atzvus. V'alkein, and therefore, ikar shleimus hasimcha, the main perfection and the greatest height of simcha, shehu asor min negina, which is the 10 types of song, bo misham daika, comes from there specifically, mebechina smoil kanal, from the left side. Ki ze ikar shleimus hasimcha, ha'bo alide asor min negina, because this is The real achievement of simcha, which comes from the 10 types of song, what is it? Its ability to convert the yoga in vanocha, shebo mishom, which comes from over there, b'china smoil, from the left side, l'simcha, to convert that into happiness. That's the big accomplishment. Sheze ikr shleimus ha-simcha. That's the real perfection of simcha. Ki ein hadin nimtak elo b'sharoshoy. Because we have a rule in Sifrei Kabbalah, you cannot sweeten or dissolve a din, a judgment, unless you go to the source of the judgment. V'alkein, and therefore, b'shoyrish hakidusha, in the source, in the origin of holiness, hisoyrus hasimcha hudaikom yisitra desmola. The arousal of simcha comes specifically, the awakening of simcha comes from the left side. V'yalkein mishom daiko boin kol asor min enegina. And that's why it's from there specifically that we get the 10 types of song. Ki daiko al yedei zeh yechoylen lahamtik ulevatel hayogoin vanocha besharoshoi. Because it's specifically through these 10 types of song, through this music, that we have the ability to sweeten and nullify the depression, the heaviness, at its source, at its roots. Ad sheyishapech hayoga in vanocha l'simcha, to the point where the yoga in vanocha will be converted to joy and happiness. Sheze ikar shleimus ha-simcha. And this is the real perfection of simcha. Now keep in mind, before we said that simcha and kiddusha go together, simcha and holiness go together, and simcha and Yiddishkeit go together. When Reb Michal Zichron Avracha was still living, Reb Michal Dorfman Zichron Avracha, my Rebbe, at one point there was a discussion about two great leaders, two recognized leaders in the Torah world. One of them dealt specifically with very, very, very religious boys. Boys who grew up in a very religious environment, who have been learning Torah from when they were 3 minutes old, you know, from when they started, super Haredi religious. And this rabbi organized them and was working with them, etc. The other one, the second one, worked with people who Reb Michal said were worse than behemoths. Why? A behemoth doesn't have to put on tefillin. A behemoth doesn't have to keep Shabbos. So if a behemoth don't put on tefillin, there's no crime. Nobody gets to, it doesn't move any hairs on Hashem's head, kaviyachol. But these people who are Jewish and grew up totally, totally unaffiliated from Judaism, and this rabbi was able to reach out to those people and get them to become religious with beards and payas, and that their kids are going to yeshivas solid and becoming rabbis, some of them, and everything. So when Reb Michal spoke about this, he said, that's a big kunz, that's a great accomplishment, to take very, very religious boys and help them become, do more. It's nice, it's good, but it cannot be compared in any way to a person who has the ability and who's successful in reaching out to people who are totally non-religious, don't know anything about Yiddishkeit, and taking them and making them into real, authentic religious Jews, Haredi Jews, that's really exceptional. And again, I don't mind putting this on tape in quotes. Reb Michal said that though the students of that person who made them religious when they were nothing. He said, if I would see them taking the water that he washes his feet with and drinking it, I wouldn't scream. I wouldn't call the fire department, because they do owe him. They owe him their lives. They owe him everything. In other words, he wasn't advising them to do that. He wasn't saying they should drink that water. But he was saying that sometimes people get disturbed when they see Balei Tshuva that are very excited about their rabbi. They're excited about, what are you making such a big deal about? The answer is, the big deal is that this person took me from where I was. I had no connection with Hashem. I had no real purpose to my life. And this person took me and gave me a purpose, a mission in life. He gave me a wife and children, a religious, the ability to have a family, to live a family life in a kosher way with Yiddishkeit. There's nothing bigger than that. And again, that's the Rav Nosson Zalz is showing us here that again, Simcha, Torah, Kedusha is great. The highest, the greatest accomplishment in the realm of Simcha is if you can take the Yogoyin Vanacha and make that part of the Simcha, then the Simcha has Shleimus. Just like we've learned many times about the concept of Shnayim Mikra, of Echa Targum, two portions of Lashon Kodesh, one portion of Targum. We've learned about converts. We've learned about Tosfos Shabbos, that you have Shabbos and you have the 6 days of the week. Shabbos is holy. The 6 days of the week are unholy, nothing. But the real, real observance of Shabbos is based on how much of Friday and Sunday you can include in Shabbos. If you make sure to add, to take 15 minutes, a half hour, an hour of Friday and make that part of your Shabbos, and then not to end Shabbos at the first second you're allowed to, but to have Tosfos Shabbos, beginning and end. These are all examples of taking this Yogoyin Vanocha and bringing it into the Simcha. Umachmas she'ikar hayichud shel achasana hu bebechina zu, and because of the fact that the main unification, the main holiness at a wedding is what we just described, lahafoich hayogoyin Vanocha l'simcha, that it's all about this ability to take the Yogoyin Vanocha and convert it to Simcha, al kein noyagim lechiyuv godoil sheyihye kleizemer al achasana. This is why, among religious Jews, it's a major obligation to be sure to have music at a wedding. Ki asora mine negino yesh lehem zo akoyach. Because the 10 types of song, they have this ability to convert lafoy hayogoyin vanocha l'simcha. Sheze b'chinas ruach tzfoynis hamanasheves b'kino shel David. This is the concept of this northern wind that blew through the harp of David HaMelech. Interesting. We know that there's all different levels of musicians. Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha, who grew up in Russia and lived in extreme poverty, when he got married, he mentioned that the band at his wedding, one person brought a pot, a big pot, and the other person brought a ladle, and those were the musicians, that was the drummers at his wedding in Uman, which took place in Uman, not far from the kever of Rabbi Nachman. That's where he got married, that's where the chuppah was, and that's where they took him to the tzion right after the chuppah. That was the musical instruments at his wedding. Another interesting point, that those who live in Yerushalayim, those who are privileged to live in the city of Yerushalayim or HaKodesh, especially in the Ashkenaz world, and among the more religious people, there is no music at the weddings. There's a drummer. They have what they call a poiker, a drummer, and they have a singer or two singers, and they try to do the best they can within that to make people freilich. The reason for that is it because of the fact that we are so close to where the Beis HaMikdash stood. And because the Beis HaMikdash today, we were not privileged to have it. Its Bechurbana was destroyed. There was a gzeira issued that in Yerushalayim, there should not be music at weddings. In other words, said we should not forget, we shouldn't forget the fact that we are without a Beis HaMikdash. We know that at all Jewish weddings, we have the custom of putting the ashes on the forehead of the chassan before he goes to the chuppah, not on the forehead, in the place where you put on the tefillin, to remind him and to remind all of us that even though we're celebrating, we're very, very happy, our simcha is not complete. Why? Because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We're missing the crown jewel of our joy and happiness. V'simachtem beveis tfilosi. V'zeh shekosa b'zohar HaKadosh. And this is why it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Chumash Bereishis, page 186, Isarusa dezivuga mi sitra detzofoin. That the inspiration for the union between husband and wife comes from the north. Ki daika misham mamshichim hasimcha lahafoich hayogoyin vanocha lesimcha. Because it's from the north, from the left side, from the place of din, that we draw the simcha to convert the yoga in Vanocha into Simcha. Shezeo bechinas ruach tzfoinis hamenasheves bekino shel David shemishom hanegina. This is the concept of that northern wind. North is the left side when you're facing east. This is that northern wind that blew through the harp of David HaMelech, and that's what activated the music. Now, Rav Nosson Zal introduces a whole other piece of explaining how music is an example of taking the ability to sort out the good from the bad and thereby make a tikkun for both the good and the bad. This next piece that we're going to be doing, these next two paragraphs, are based primarily on chapter 54 in Likutei Moran. In the middle of that chapter, in the middle, towards the end of that chapter, Rabbeinu Zal has a whole piece where he discusses music and song, and Rav Nosson Zal is going to be drawing from there now to clarify this a little bit. Ki hanigun hu bechinas oile ve'yoyred, because a song or any type of musical composition is something that involves going up and going down. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Mishlei chapter 30, mi ola shomayim, who went up to heaven, vayirad, and came down and brought down. Shepirish Rabbeinu Zal al hanegina, kimavura batura vahimi kates. And we find over there in chapter 54 in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal associates that pasuk with songs, musical compositions. Shehamenagen mevarer haruach toiva min haruach ro. We know that one class of musical instruments is called wind instruments. A clarinet, you know, the different names of the musical instruments. And when a person is producing music through one of these instruments, he's blowing with the place where he blows, and with his fingers, he's going up and down the instrument, selecting which notes he's choosing as part of the song and which notes he's rejecting because they're not part of the song. And if you include them, they're going to throw the song off. They're going to make the song sound like Mishka Babel. So, Shehamenagen mevarer haruach toivo min haruach ro. The singer, the musician, selects the good ruach from the bad ruach. Sheze bechinas, and this is associated with that pasuk, mi olo shamayim, who went up to heaven, vayirad, and brought down, as the musicians move their hands up and down on their different musical instruments. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Nun Dalid, where Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this. Vezeh bechinas hanal. And Rav Nosson Zal says this ties into what we're speaking about here. Shemahapech hayogoin v'anocho l'simcha al yidei hanegina. We spoke about converting the yoga in Vanocha into happiness through song. Ki hipuch yoga in Vanocha l'simcha, ze ikar bechinas birur haruach toiva min haruach ro, bechinas oyla v'yorib. Because this concept of making the yoga in Vanocha, converting the yoga in Vanocha to simcha, ties in exactly with this concept of selecting out the good wind from the bad wind. The up and down, shetzorich hamenagen hamamshich hasimcha, whereby the person, the singer, or the musician, who's bringing about, who's generating this happiness, has to leireid benigunoi betoikef haruach ra, has to go down with his song into the ruach ra, into the depression. We know there's a concept of blues in music. There are songs that seem like they're depressive, sort of. Shehu atzvus morashchoyra b'chinas yoga in vanocha. The singer, the musician, has to go down to those places sometimes where he's hitting some low notes, you know, and he's going into places, parts in the musical composition that aren't necessarily so full of happiness and joy and excitement. B'chinas yoga in vanocha. Ulevaror ulahaloi sakedusha vasimcha shiesham, and to sort out, to extract and elevate the holiness and happiness that's found there. Shehu bechinas haruach toiva, which is what we call the good ruach, ad sheyala v'yavarer haruach ra, to the point where by doing that, he also makes a tikkun and an elevation for the ruach ra, b'chinas yoga in vanocha, the sadness and the depression, lahofcha l'simcha, to convert it to simcha. Sheze ikar shleimus ha-simcha. This is the real beauty. This is the real perfection of simcha. Ikar mailas ne'imus hanigun al pi midoso. And this is the real greatness of a song based on its different measurements. Ki midois hanigun ve'erche v'tzerufei koilos shel hanigun ha'klulim basora min enegina, because the different notes, the different musical notes, and the different pieces that make up a song, a symphony, a composition, whatever it is, that's made up of the 10 types of song, shemehem memshochem kol anigunim shebo'ilam, which is where all the different, all songs of the world come from, sheyesh lehem koyach l'shaberes halev mo'id, whereby this power of music has the ability to break a person's heart, to soften a person's heart, to make a person cry. And to elevate the person and to draw him very, very close to Hashem. People who go to concerts, musical concerts, I don't know, I haven't heard of that many today, but I know 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, there was one example. There was a person by the name of Reb Shlomo Kalbach who performed at concerts, and they would have other musicians, other professional, outstanding musicians and singers who would perform, and everybody would be clapping and singing, ra-ra-ra, bim-bum-ba. And then he would come on, and he would start telling a story and strumming his guitar a little bit, and he would sing one of his songs, Esoinai Lehorim, this, that, and you'd look through the crowd and you'd see people crying. You'd see that he was able to touch a note in people. He was able to reach down into people's hearts. And again, Hashem gave him a gift of being able to compose songs which were, in many cases, very simple. Not major, major, outstanding compositions. Simple, but touching, deep, that were able to go straight to the heart and were able to melt hearts of stone, hearts of steel that were able to melt. He went to places like Russia, you know, a communist country, where people there don't know what it is to show any emotion at all, emotionless, dead, frozen, and was able to inject life, real life, you know, incredible life, to break, to take those hearts of stone, crush them, turn them into water, tears, and to take those people to a place where they never imagined they could ever get to. This is an example of what Rav Nosson Zal is talking about here, that the menagen has to be able to go down betoikef haruach ra, into the atzvus, into the morash, into the ganocha, and to be able to bring up from there kedusha and simcha. And then again, in the same concert, he was smart enough that was one piece, and from that he would lead into something that brought joy and happiness, to pick the people up, you know, to a place of real simcha. Again, to have them experience the lev nishbar, not atzvus, to take them out of atzvus, to take them out of their places of melancholy and despondent and totally given up hope on ever having any enjoyment, anything spiritual in their lives, to break that, to crush that to pieces, and to bring out the tears, to bring out the longing, to awaken the Jewish neshama, and then to switch to some fast songs, to get these people to actually dance, to know that there's what to be happy about in life. Ad sheyale v'yevarer haruach ra, to the point where he succeeds in elevating even the ruach ra, the yogan vanocha, to convert it to simcha, sheze ikar shleimus ha-simcha, I'm sorry, we said that already, we're in this next piece. Ki hanigun yeshloi koyach godoil, Lahamshich eslev ha'odom la'shem yisporach, because song and music has an incredible power to bring the hearts of people close to Hashem, kayodua, as is known, and therefore again, those religious groups who abstain from song and music, to them song and music is persona non grata. it's very possible that they're missing out on experiencing having their hearts be brought close to Hashem. Because Yiddishkeit can be an academic experience, it could be a brain thing, lahavdil, like chemistry. There are people who know chemistry, physics, zoology, and very hard, deep, deep people. And lahavdil, there can be people who know rishonim achronim on a deep level. But we know throughout our Torah, throughout our tefillah, there's tremendous emphasis on the combination of the brain and the heart. Yiddishkeit is not only an academic thing. It must include both. And even when it comes to Torah, we talk about the same Bilibeinu, Bina, Lahavinu, Lahaskil. There are so many psukim emphasizing that the Torah has to have a place in a person's heart. And Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here that one of the most powerful, most important things in Yiddishkeit and in life to help the heart of a person connect with Hashem is song and music. This is why this is so important at weddings, Shabbos, Yontif, any time of extra Kiddusha, Tefillah, the issue to bring into it, the Shira and the Negina. U'kamayshadiber Rabbeinu Zal mizeh kama pomim, as Rabbeinu Zal spoke about this many times. The Omar, and he said, Shetoiv mo'id, lahachyeh sesatzmoy im eze nigen. Rabbeinu Zal said, it's a very good idea, and it's very good advice, for a Jew to always pick himself up with a song, to have a song on his lips. When he's walking to shul, he's coming home, person's coming home after a hard day's work, and he's beaten, he's totally, and he's just waiting to see whose head he's going to bite off. His wife's head, his son's head, his daughter's head, the mailman, he's just looking for who to punch. And if the person could just start singing a song, just remind himself of almost any song that he enjoys, it can turn the whole thing, it can turn him around completely, and can turn the whole situation around completely. V'omar kama v'kama toirois niflois al inyan haflogas rum mailois sanegina. And Rabbeinu Zal told many, he gave many, many shiurim on the incredible importance and benefit of song, Ha'oila lamalo lamalo, which reaches up to the highest, highest places, at tachlis hamaila, to the top of the top, can take a person to the highest spiritual places that a person can possibly go. Kamuvon bedvorov zal, as is obvious in Rabbeinu Zal's words, lemi shema'ayin bohem, to anybody who studies Rabbeinu Zal's words a lot, verogil bohem, and is very familiar with him. If you are very familiar and knowledgeable with the Likutei Moran, with the Sipurei Maisis, then you know how much Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the topic of song and music. The Iker Mailas Hanagina, Rav Nosson Zal is not stopping. He's machine gunning us. Nobody's going to have an excuse, you didn't tell me, or you didn't tell me enough times. The most important benefit, the highest accomplishment in Negin is bebechinas hanal, what we said before. Mashiyesh koyach al yidei anigin lalois veleireid. The fact that music goes up and down. Ad sheyachtoif es hayogoin vanochen, and when it goes down, it has the ability to reach down into the yogoin vanocha, into places, horrible places of depression, sadness, worry, problems, which is synonymous with that bad spirit, that evil spirit, and depression, to convert it to joy and happiness. And this is the real perfection and completion of holiness. Interesting to note that in many shuls, especially in the Hasidic shuls, the custom on Friday night is that L'chadoidi, they sing L'chadoidi. And one of the customs is that the first eight or whatever stanzas it is from L'chadoidi till Loisei Voishi or till V'hoyulim Shisa, they sing a slow song. These slow songs of Kisufin, of Dveikus. And then when it comes to Loisei Voishi or V'hoyulim Shisa, they change, they switch to a different song, which is clapping, you know, really, really happy, major happy. And it would seem that this fits in with what Rav Nosson Zal said over here. The fact that even in song and music, You need the shleimus is both. The shleimus, first here again, sometimes if we would start right away with the bra ra ra bim boom ba, there's 80% of the shul there that's just coming out of 6 days in the week where they're struggling and suffering and they just finish yelling at their wife and kids and everything. And to go straight, to jump into ra ra ra, you know, super happy, is almost impossible. Because the guy's in the basement right now. He's not on the ground floor. He's not on the 10th floor. He's 8 floors down. So we have to first reach down to the person. How do you reach down to the person? With negina. Which kind of negina? The slower negina. The negina of dveikus, this, that. That's something that reaches down and starts those that want. Here again, there are people who unfortunately are oblivious to it. There are people who come into shul, and again, they come into shul, they're busy talking to other people. They're not conscious at all of what's going on in the tefillah or the song or anything. Then there's other people, very religious people, who when they come to shul, when they come into shul at the time of tefillah, that's when they remember all the learning that they didn't do all week, and they bring a whole pile of sforim to the table to get very involved in learning during the davening, so that they won't daven. Or if they daven, it'll be a joke. They're making fun of themselves or Hashem or both, because the davening is 12 seconds, and then he's looking into the parsha, he's looking into Tosfos, or looking to something else in the middle of davening. What are you doing? Each thing has a time. You fast on Yom Kippur, and you dance on Simchas Torah. And if you reverse them, if you dance on Yom Kippur, if you eat a steak on Yom Kippur and fast on Simchas Torah, then it's obviously not Judaism. It's something else. It's not Yiddishkeit. So here again, people who their main time, they get some of their best learning in during the Friday night davening, have to ask themselves, is this really what'll please Hashem? Is this what I want my children to see? That this is what tefillah is, that you basically ignore it. It's something we have to do. Everyone says, you have to come to shul, but we don't really know why. We don't really know. The siddur is something that we never really got into that much. And then we get the chumash or the gemara, whatever it is, and we're obviously there's time to catch up while the chazan is singing or while, you know, in between paragraphs. Whereas if a person wants to get the real benefit of one of the most special moments and opportunities of the entire week, it's that Friday night davening, which is the bridge. When a person's crossing over from the 6 days of the week, from the left side, from slavery, servitude, sheishes yomim tavoid, the 6 days of the week are called avdus. And he's going from there to the top of the top of the top of the mountain, to Shabbos Kodesh, to Atzilus, to the highest place. And the bridge, one of the bridges that allows us and helps us to accomplish that, is that Friday night davening, especially the L'chododi, when it's done properly. Person gets into the songs, the first songs, the slow, the dveikus, just first starting to climb out of the pit and clean off the mud, the whole mud from the 6 days of the week and all the struggles and everything. And gets into that, connects to Hashem with that, those first six or seven stanzas, and gets himself enough into the Kedusha that by the time they start Lois Sevoishi or Voilum Shisa, and they're starting to clap and sing, he can be part of it. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that it's at the end of L'chadoidi, when a person says, Boichala, 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 Shabbos Malkasa, that's one of the main places where the Neshama Yisera enters into a person, if he's alive, if he's awake, if he's part of it. If he's somewhere else at the time, we don't know. We don't know to what degree or what or when and how. Paragraph Hey, v'zeh b'chinas k'toyres, kemvu b'mokam acher. And this is also the concept of k'toyres, which we discussed in other places. Ki k'toyres mamshich simcha. We know that the k'toyres was something that generated happiness. B'chinas, as it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, chapter 27, k'toyres yisamach leiv. K'toyres fills the heart with joy and happiness. V'ikr shleimus hakedusha v'hasimcha shenivrar alidei k'toyres, and the real height of holiness and happiness, which is achieved through the k'toyres, hu bebechina sanal, is based on what we just explained before. Shemahapchim hayogoin v'anocha, it's the ability to convert the unhappiness, the depression, the heaviness, shubchinas ha-sitra achra, which is the other side, to convert it all, l'simcha, to happiness, l'sitra d'kedusha, to the side of kedusha. Shezeu b'chinas chelbana, this is the secret of the chelbana, one of the 11 spices, sherecho ra, which had a terrible odor to it, a very bad smell, shohoyo b'ktoiris, and yet it was one of the 11 spices of the ktoiris. Shemarames al birur hakedusha mitoykef hasitra achra v'klipos. And this teaches us this lesson that a Jew has the ability to extract holiness from the essence, from the deepest parts of the sitra achra and klipa, kayadua b'ksofim, as is known in the writings of the Arizal. And based on what we've said before in the past, based on what the Shiloh HaKodesh says, that chelban is bigematria homon, that chelban is bigematria homon, this shows us that we're talking about toikev hasitra achra and aklipos. Hainu b'china sanal. This is tied in with what we said before. Ki k'toyres mevareres umala hakedusha me imke haklipos. Because k'toyres is one of those nuclear weapons in Judaism that has the ability to extract and elevate holiness from the lowest depths of the klipa of the tumah, kayadua, as is known, she'ein dovor she'yala hakedusha me'oma kasitra achra, that there is nothing that has the ability to elevate holiness from the lowest places of the sitra achra, kemoy haktoiris, like the ktoiris. V'alkein tzrichen loymar ktoiris bekavona gedoyla ma'oid ma'oid. And it's for this reason that an observant Jew, today we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, we don't have a Mishkan, we can't actually offer the ktoiris, but the Arizal tells us that those of us who are privileged to pray to Davin, when we read the ktoiris, have to read it very, very carefully, slowly, to pay attention to what we're saying, to try to understand what we're saying. Baruch Hashem, today we're blessed. There's an art scroll, there's this, there's that, there's all kinds of things, where if a person wants to know, they can understand what they're reading. And Rav Nosson says a person has to make sure to say the words of Ktoiris with tremendous kavona. Kamuva b'kavona sari, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal. Shezeh moyil me'oid l'tshuva, that this can help a person tremendously in being able to do tshuva, loshuv mitoik oimech hachoshek v'sitra achra l'Hashem Yisborach, to be able to return to Hashem from the lowest depths of darkness and sitra achra, to be able to come close to Hashem. This is one of the secret weapons, the ktoiris, reading the ktoiris properly. Kimavura b'hasidr shel ha'arizal, it's laktoiris, as is explained in the Siddur of the Arizal, where right by the Ktoiris, where it quotes there from the writings of the Arizal, how the Arizal emphasized that this is one of the most important places in the davening for a Jew to put it in park, slowly, to count each word like it's $1,000 bill. Hatzori, v'hatzipoirim. In fact, the Zohar HaKodesh says that a person who really believes and realizes how special the Torah is will count it on their fingers as they're saying it. Hatzori, Vatzipoiren, Hachelbana, Valvoina. To actually count it as if each word there is a crown on the person's head. Each time he's saying one of those words, he's putting another crown on his head. Kiktoiris hoyobahem chelbana. Sherechora, because Ktoiris had in it this chelbana, which had a terrible odor to it. Shemarames ala sitra achra, and therefore it represents the other side, the tumah, the klipos, the rishoim. Shegam kein nichlala b'hakedusha b'toich haktoiris, which was also included into the holiness within Ktoiris, hamesamacha slave, which brings joy and happiness into the heart. Sheze b'china sanal. This is what we're discussing here. Shemahapchim hayogoin vanocha. That we have the ability to convert the yoga in vanocha, the worries and the depression and the sadness, shehem toikif hasitra achra vaklipois, which are the essence of the sitra achra, the essence of tuma, mahapchanoisan l'simcha. We have the ability to convert, to change them around into happiness. Shezehu ikar shleimus hakedusha vasimcha. This is the real perfection of holiness and happiness. Paragraph of Vialkein, and based on this, we can understand why Nadav Aviu, the two oldest sons of Aaron HaKohen, who were very great tzaddikim, shenichnesu lahakdir k'toiris, who entered into the Mishkan, into the holy area, in order to bring an offering of k'toiris, veloi in sivu, and they were not married, alkein nenshu b'misa. That's why they were punished so severely. They were killed instantly by Hashem. Ki habirur v'hayichud hanasa al yedei haktoiris hamasamach haslev, because this ability of the ktoiris to extract holiness from within the tumah and to bring about the highest level unification up in heaven and bring joy into the heart, hu bechina hanal, is tied into what we're learning about here. Shemahapchin hayogoin vanocho l'simcha hanal. It involves the ability of taking the yogoin vanocho, the worries, the depression, the sadness, and including it, bringing that into the simcha. Sheze bechinas chasana. That's the whole concept of a wedding. We're taking the woman, the wife, who is most naturally drawn to depression, to the snake. The Torah says, "Vanochosh ofer lachmoi." What does a snake eat? He eats dirt. And dirt is depression. Ofer represents depression. Cold, wet, murky dirt. That's what the nochosh is. The nochosh is all about atzvus v'atzlus. And the one who is most vulnerable, who is closest to him, was Chava. And a wedding is all about b'china zivug digdusha, kedei levarer, because through a wedding, through holy matrimony, we have the ability to extract that yogoin vanocha, that depression that attaches itself to the woman, and convert it to simcha. You see how a bride is dancing at her wedding with the music, with all her friends dancing. You know, she's the happiest person in the world, the ultimate happiness. Or you don't see, you see it in the movies. Or you don't see the movies, you see it in the, you're told about it, you hear about it. V'alkein, and therefore, Nadav Avihu, these two great tzaddikim, Nadav and Avihu, shepogmu bozeh, who were deficient here, there was a deficiency here, ki loy rotzu liso isha, because they refused to get married, ki hoyu anoshim gedolim tzadikim noiroim ukedoshim oid. Rav Nosnal says they were very, very great, awesome, holy tzadikim. Voyuroitzim liyos dveikim b'Hashem Yisborach besimcha gedolim oid tomid. They wanted to be totally connected and devoted to Hashem with simcha on the highest level all the time. Voyurotzu lotzeis lachutz. And they were not interested in going outside, lefisha, even temporarily, even for a short period of time, el hayogo in vanocha, to enter into the streets, to go into the street, to go into the yogo in vanocha, lahachnisoi letoich hasimcha, to bring them into the simcha, to pick up some of the garbage that's in the streets, and be able to bring them into the joy and happiness. Shezehu bechinas hamitzvah liso isha. This is the concept. This is chas v'shalom. I'm not saying a woman is garbage, lahavdil. But this is the concept of the mitzvah to get married. Because again, we said, the Torah says, raglecho yordos moves, that the woman who represents the malchus is the feet. The feet are the closest thing to the ground, to the offer, the earth. And therefore, they are the ones who are most susceptible and vulnerable and closest to the sitra achra. They're the most at risk. Ki lo yirotzu lo hoyrid atzman l'sham. They refuse to lower themselves to there. Lahafoy hayoga in vanocha l'simcha. And to convert the yoga in vanocha into simcha. To do this outreach. Aval pogmu baze. However, They were very mistaken in this. This is a pigam. This was considered a defect on their part. Ki ein shleimus hakedusha vasimcha kiim al yedei zedaika. Because the kedusha, the holiness, and the happiness is not complete unless you have this also. We mentioned many times, a tzibur, we talk about tefillah b'tzibur, a Torah b'tzibur, learning in a group, the word tzibur, the tzaddik stands for tzaddikim, the beis stands for beinanim, the vav reish stands for urishoim. And the Gemara says clearly, I believe in krisus, the Gemara says, any group, any fast day, where they're fasting and they don't include the Rishoyim, it's incomplete. It's not complete. And from there we learn that any tefillah that does not include them. That's why we said on the most important day of the year, Yom Kippur, before anything, before Kol Nidre, we first make that announcement, Onu Matirin L'Spalel Imo Avaryonim. We want to make sure that we have a tzibur, we're including everybody. V'alkein Nenshu Al Yidei HaKtoiris. What punished Nadav and Avihu? The Ktoiris. Ki Aliyas Hakdusha Shel HaKtoiris? Efsher Ki Yemisha Hunosi. Because the elevation, the holiness that the Ktoiris needs to generate cannot be achieved other than by a person who is married. Shaydeze Yeshloi Koyach Lahaloi Sakidusha Meim Ki Aklipois. That's what gives him the ability to elevate the holiness from the lowest, from the depths of the klipos, ulevarer hayogoyin vanocha lesimcha, and to convert the yogoyin vanocha into simcha. Shezeu bechinas mitzvas nisuim. This is what the mitzvah of marriage is all about. V'simach es ishtoi. It's the obligation of the husband to bring simcha to his wife. How? With his Torah, pikudei Hashem yishar mesamchei lev, with his tefillah, with a piece of jewelry, with flowers, with a smile, with a joke, with everything that it takes, whatever it takes within the realm of kosher to bring simcha to her, to elevate her, to rescue her, chas v'shom, from the nochosh, from the ragle yordes movis. Bechinas ketoiris yisamach leiv. As the Torah says, ketoiris is about bringing simcha into the heart. And this is why their penalty, the punishment for Nadav and Avihu was death. Ki hayogoin v'anocha hu sitra d'moisekanal. Because depression, sadness, comes from the same shelf. It's on the same shelf in the store as death, sitra d'moisa. Ki al hameis rachmona litzlon, misablin u'mismarmarin v'yogoin v'anocha rachmona litzlon. Because when do we go into a state of mourning? When do we get sad? When somebody dies. Death is synonymous with avelus, mourning, sadness, lack of simcha. That's one of the days when the simcha is on a low fire at best. Some people think you're allowed to be depressed, chas v'shalom, at a funeral. We know that that's not the case. But at least, even in Breslov, we're not dancing in normal Breslov. They ain't dancing a jig, they're not playing musical instruments at the funeral or during the shiva. We know that's not required. Umachma sheloi hoyo nisnisuim, and because they were not married, v'loi zochu lafoi chayogin vanoch l'simcha, which means they did not undertake this task of converting the yogin vanocha to simcha, alkein nisachso bohem hamisa. Therefore, death grabbed hold of them. Hanim sheches misham, which comes from there, be'ais shenichnesu lahakter k'toiris, at the time that they were attempting to bring the k'toiris, she'oz tzrichin gamkein lases b'chinazois, because when you're bringing k'toiris, it's like a wedding. It's the same kind of thing. At a wedding, you're trying to elevate the isha. In the k'toiris, you're trying to elevate the chelbana. Lehalois hayogon vanocha lohafcha l'simcha. You're trying to take the yogon vanocha and convert it to simcha. Avulheim loy hoyo lehem koyach lozeh. They didn't have the power to do this because they weren't experienced. Person who gets married knows what a mountain it is to climb to make sure that every day brings simcha to the house, in the morning, in the evening, and all the different times. So a person who is zeicher to be married, properly, where he's fighting 24/7 to be Sameach and to bring her Simcha, he's got experience in this field of converting Yogayin Vanocha to Simcha. Begin Deloyin Sifu, as the Zohar Kodesh says, because they weren't married. They didn't have that koyach because they weren't married. V'yalkein men shudaika yidezeh. And that's why their punishment was death via the Ktoiris. Ki kisheroitzen levarer hakedusha me'im ke'aklipos. Because when a person is trying to rescue and to extract the holiness from the lowest places of the klipos, ve'ein loy koyach lezeh, he doesn't have the experience to do that. Why? Machmesh shepogam bozekonal, because he is deficient in that area. He hasn't been through the experience of marriage. Alkein he mizgarim u'mizgabrim chas hashom. The Sitra Achra says, haha, he's going to pull out from us. We're going to pull him in here. He ain't going to take anything out of us. We're going to drag him. We're going to bring him down to here. V'alkein nenshu b'misa alidei k'toiris. This is why their punishment was that they died while bringing the k'toiris. Ki lo yehoye lehem koyach lafoy chayogayin vanoch l'simcha, because they did not have the ability to convert the yogayin vanocha to simcha, begin deloy in sivu, because they had not gotten married. V'alkein nistalko aidei zekanal. And this is why they passed away, they died through this process.